Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, February 6th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, let's start with a quick follow-up to yesterday's report of a vulnerability in SSL. One of the questions that came up in emails from some listeners was whether or not this is actually an implementation issue or an issue with the algorithm. The paper describes an issue with the algorithm. I said yesterday that it's an issue with the implementation. Well, both are kind of right. The paper calls an issue with the algorithm because this particular attack is possible because of this 13-byte header padding that is happening with SSL, but the reason that it's exploitable is that the implementation doesn't take countermeasures to avoid the timing attack. Well, today we do have a new version of OpenSSL that just fixes this particular issue. So take a look and try to update it. I wouldn't recommend rushing out and applying the update. Wait for your particular distribution to offer new OpenSSL libraries that do implement the fix. I don't think this is critical enough unless you're a highly sensitive environment where you should start compiling OpenSSL from a source. There are other risks that you may encounter if you don't do this right. And well, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably heard of OpenDNS and some of these services it provides, in particular to filter attack traffic. Well, OpenDNS now announced a new tool called Umbrella for security researchers that will allow access to its database of queries. Not 100% sure yet how this will work, what kind of queries one will be able to ask from this database. There's of course an enormous amount of traffic that is being captured by OpenDNS, and privacy is probably a concern here as well. I'm for one pretty excited about this and hope to gain access to this tool. DNS traffic is certainly a very important tool. I've pointed out several times in the past to look for odd network behavior and really be able to find some anomalies. So even if you don't use OpenDNS, take a look at some of the research that OpenDNS has published recently, for example, with Red October that used DNS logs and anomalies in DNS logs to find some stealthy malware. And then maybe you noticed as well that yesterday a number of high-profile sites displayed Google warnings about being infected with malware. Turns out it wasn't the site itself that you visited that was infected. Instead, it was a popular banner ad network that was infected. I've seen this so many times now. This time it's Netseer. Haven't seen Netseer in the news before when it comes to being infected and serving malware instead of banner advertising. But I guess it was their turn, and the lesson for everybody not running a banner ad network: be careful even with reputable name brand sites. They may always be a victim to third-party content that's included, just like a banner advertisement. And internet users in Brazil were subjected to an interesting piece of a banking malware that was validly signed using a code signing certificate issued by DigiCert. We have seen valid code signing certificates like this used in some high profile target attacks, most famously Stuxnet. In this case, it doesn't appear like the certificate authority was breached or a certificate was stolen. Instead, the attackers were able to obtain a certificate using a fake corporate name. The corporation that appears to own a certificate doesn't exist, and it's always pretty easy to get a digital code signing certificate using an arbitrary corporation, whether or not that corporation is real or not. Just like an SSL certification, as long as I do own the domain name, I may obtain an SSL certificate for that domain name. The other interesting part about this attack is that the malware itself arrives as a PDF, and if you open it, it actually shows you something that looks like an invoice. It claims to be an invoice, so the victim may not realize that at the same time at which they look at this invoice, they're being exploited and the banking malware is installed. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.